Today we're going to be discussing the halachas of hearts of palm. So the Gemara we saw in Daf Lamed Vav had a machlokas when it came to Korah, what bracha one should say. So the Gemara said, machlokas of Yehuda and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, first we have, comes to Korah, Amar Shmuel. So I lost the line here for a second. Korah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Bori Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda holds an Adama and Shmuel, Amar Shehakol. The way I remember this is because the Shin, Shmuel is a Shin, Shakal is a Shin. So Shmuel says Shakal, and Rav Yehuda says to say an Adama. What's the Machlokas based on? Why do you say which one? So the Gemara explains, Hol the Sofal Hakshos, Shmuel explains, since this Korah is going to ultimately become hard and become part of the tree, therefore it's going to be only a Shakal. So as Rashi explains, Rashi's Korah is Rach Shel Dekel. It's the soft part of the day tree. Kishanafav gedelim, when the branches begin to grow, b'chol shana v'shana, each year, kederech kol ha'ilanos, like any other tree grows, new branches grow from season to season. Hanos seif v'shana zurach, the newly grown branches are very soft during that first year. U'b'shana shniyah, by already the second year, they're miskasha v'nasa eitz. They ultimately become trees. So this is just the earlier stages of the branch. So because of that, says Shmuel, one should say a shahakol, that even though currently they are edible, ultimately they're going to become part of the branches, and it should be a shahakol even now. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, was his Talmud, Shinna, he refers to his Talmud as a very sharp one, Rav Yehuda, Shinna, Kivaseich Mistavra, what you say makes more sense than what I say. What you say of reciting an Adama is more logical. Why? The Hutz known, Sofal hakshos, yet you mavachinan aleha boi pri adama. Tznon, a radish, is something that if you leave it in the ground will ultimately become hard, will become a hard root. And yet we still say in adama, we look at the now, not what will be. So too, he says to Rav Yehuda, we should look at the now. And since currently, during this first year of the Korah, it is soft and edible, we should say in adama in accordance with what you're saying. They're comparing a radish and a Korah and a heart to palm, and you should say in adama. So right now, the idea is that the most important factor is, do you look at the now or do you look at the future? Do you look at the future that's so full of hakshos, or do you look at the now? So they're using the radish that's known as a raya. You look at the now, and since currently it's edible, and since currently the hearts of palm are edible, one should say the bracha of an adam. That's the initial thought of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Lohi, this is not true. Tznon nite inshe adaita de polga. When a person plants the tznon, when he plants the radish, he has in mind to eat it when it's a pogla. Rashi tells us a pogla is when it's soft. That's what it's called while it's soft. That's the das of the planter. As opposed to a dikla, lo nite inche daite de kora. When a person plants a palm tree, a day tree, then people don't have in mind to eat the hearts of palm. So we'll stop there for a moment. So this is a completely new svar the Gemara is throwing out there. Initially, this svar was about sofal hakshos or ain sofal hakshos, or rather, whether sofal hakshos is a relevant factor or not a relevant factor. Now the Gemara completely changes gears and says, no, there's a completely different factor of the das of the farmers. Now, which farmers we're talking about, how do you get the census of which groups, we'll leave that aside, but it's about the das of the farmers in general. That's the relevant factor. So that question I'm asking you, are we rejecting this concept of sofal hakshos? Is that no longer relevant? It's all about what the intentions are? Or maybe there's some combination, you need sofal hakshos as a factor, plus the das. That's an important factor. So what comes out here, the Rush, we didn't see this together, the Rush writes, when he quotes the opinion of Shmuel, listen carefully, in Simon Gimel he says, Shmuel Amar, Shehakol Nia Bidvaro. Why? So I have to ask you, what's the reason why Shmuel Paskin Shehakol? What would you say? It's either because sofal hakshos, or Daita Dehachi. Says the Rush, he Paskin Shehakol, Hol the sofa lahakshos, number one. Vigam, he writes, and also factor two, lo niti inshe adaiti lamechel kora. No one plants the dekel, these date trees, for the purpose of eating the palms, the heart of palm. So it comes out from the Rush, you need both factors. You need two factors according to the Rush. Okay, that's at that stage. So let's keep going. The Gemara says, according to Rush, at least you require two factors of sofa lahakshos, plus daita dahi. If the negatives on both ends, then if it's something that will become hard and it's not the das of the planter, then it would be shahakol. But seemingly one without the other. If it was only sofal hakshos, but the das was to plant it, or the das was not to plant it, but it's not something that will be sofal hakshos, seemingly you would say the Adama, according to the opinion of the Rosh. You need both negatives to require a shackle, to knock it down to a shackle, according to the simple understanding of the Rosh. So now the Gemara wants to know, is this really true, that Das is a relevant factor? Whenever a person does not have the Das when he plants these fruits, these trees, you don't say the proper bracha. It's really so much tully, it's so tully on the Das of the planter. All right, tzlaf, we have the tzlaf, the caper bush. What's the halacha when it comes to a caper bush? When I have a caper bush in my backyard, I'm most concerned with the flowers. It's a very pretty bush, apparently. I haven't seen a live one, but I've seen pictures on the computer. Very nice bush. So I wanted to make my garden look very nice. So I have my das for the parcha, for the prachim, for the flowers. I don't have in mind to eat any of the fruits that happen to grow on it. Yet, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Almine nitzpa is another way of calling it tzlaf tree, on the various fruits and edible items on the nitzpah, al ha'olin when it comes to the edible leaves, v'al tamaros when it comes to those dates that grow on the tzlaf tree, omer bori pri adama. And when it comes to elvionos, which are the berries, v'al kafrisim, which are the shells, the peels of the berries, omer bori pri aitz. So we see from here, even though I did not have the das of planting the caper bush for the fruits, I would still say the adama and the aitz. So we see that Das is not a relevant factor. That's what the Gemara says. And what the Gemara answers is, no, you're wrong. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tzlaf Nite Inche Adaiti Deshuse. People do have in mind, when I grow my caper bush in my backyard, I don't have the only intent of growing it because it looks nice. I happen to know that it also grows very nice dates and berries and other stuff to eat. I also want that. I want both of them. So my Das is there. Das is a relevant factor. And the reason why you say brachos on the tzlaf tree is because that was part of my das. You need to have das. As opposed to a dikla, the date tree, lo nite inche adaiti dekori. Nobody at all has in mind to grow the date trees for the purposes of the hearts of palm. Which again, as we mentioned, could change over time.
I just want to bring up the point that we happen to have mentioned that if a berry bush grows by itself, the wild berries, it's a shakol, because it wasn't in anybody's mind.
We threw it out as a possibility. I didn't want to touch upon that, because that is a discussion we'll get to later on, probably in a few weeks from now. I want to ignore that for now. It's a good point.
But I was going to take it one step further, that most of the trees that grow naturally as a result of the seeds grown.
It's not about natural.
So there is no dust.
It's not about natural versus unnatural. It's about whether it gets grown, whether people actually would grow it and raise such types of farms and trees. It's a good question. We'll try to keep that in the back of the mind when we get there. Now, there's a very important Pnei Yeshua at this stage. When the Gemara had this clash about, is das really a factor? Tzlaf, people say bracha, and that wasn't part of the das. So at that stage, the Gemara could have suggested, according to Pnei Yeshua, you know why it's tzlaf tree? You would say hadam and ha'etz? Because even if the das wasn't there, no one had in mind to grow the caper bush for the fruits. My whole intention was simply to make my garden look nice. It doesn't have the second factor of sofa l'haktos.
It doesn't get hard.
Exactly, it doesn't get hard. So according to the Rush, so you need two factors to bring it down from an adama to a shakel. You need sofa l'haktos plus no das. Tzlaf has no das, but it's not sofa l'haktos. The fruit remain there until they become bad. So says Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara could have answered that way, and that would have been a very good answer. But they thought it would be a better answer to say the tzlaf tree actually has zero negatives, just to make it even more extreme. Not only is the sofa l'haktos not relevant, there's the das is not a problem either, because people, when they grow the tzlaf tree, they also have the das. It has two positives, not even one negative, let alone two negatives. But Ein Echanami, built in there, says the Pnei Yeshua, you do require both elements of the sofa l'haktos plus the das in order to bring it something down from the actual real bracha to a shakel. And that's consistent with the Rush that again says, why the Shmuel hold of shakel? Because you need sofa l'haktos gam plus lo nishe nite inche adaiti dahachi. So that's all the world of the Rush Pnei Yeshua, that both svaras, the Gemara, are held l'maskana. Okay, now, if you go to, anyone look at the Maratz Chiyas, when the Maratz Chiyas says, in the end of the day, the Gemara paskins, how do we paskin? When you walk away from the Gemara, what do we say, a shehaka, or do we say an adama? So the very last line, the Gemara tells us that v'yafa gabda kalsa Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel had praised his own Talmud Rav Yehuda and called him a shinina, a very sharp Talmud, which we would think that if the Rebbe is giving in to the Talmud, we should pass him like the Talmud, Rebbe Yehuda, and say, Eha Dama. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, Hilchasa Kevasei D'Shmuel. We pass him like Shmuel to say a Shehakol. Why? Sofa Lahakchos, plus a Daita Dahachi. Lo Nish Daita Dahachi. So if you look at the Maror Tzchias in the back says, you know why he's passing like Shmuel? It's because Sofa Lahakchos, he used the Svar of Sofa Lahakchos. That's what he thinks is the end of the day. That's the bottom line.
What do you mean, only one reason?
Exactly. He brings the one reason, which is the initial reason that had been rejected. If I had to pick one reason, I would have chosen the Das one, because that seemed to be the last discussion in the Gemara. He, for some reason, goes back to the initial Svara of Sofal Hakshos. I have the Lashon here I wrote down in my notes. Dekai Malon Gave Gidin. When it comes to Gidin, when it comes to the different the sinews, halachas, and other areas of different foods, of animals, we pass in there, in a different context, Sofal Hakshos, de Basar Bas Sofas Linam. Whatever the context is there, when it comes to Gidin, right now Gidin, an animal, if you shecht an animal, they're going to be edible. Over time, the Gidin, when they get, I guess when the animal matures, it becomes hardened and inedible. So let's say a person happens to shecht an animal, and these Gidin are considered edible at the time, and therefore let's say it be a treif animal. So anything that's nosing tamin, that gives taste of a nevela or a treif animal, would be a problem of eating treif and nevela if it's edible. But something that's inedible, if you eat bark, it's inedible. If you ate a part of an animal that's inedible, that wouldn't be a violation of nevela or treif. So what about gidin? Gidin right now are edible. Sometimes they're edible, and other times if you let them develop further, they'll become hardened, become inedible. So according to the way you paskin, apparently, is that when it comes to gidin, even if they're right now rach and right now edible, since the sof and lahakchos, ultimately they'll become hard. We look at the sof, that in the end they'll become hard. So Maror Tzchias uses that as a model to why we pass like Shmuel here as well. That we always look at the sof, we look at the end. So since the koreh will be sof and lahakchos, we look at the sof, that will be kasha, and therefore we pass kins to say shakel. Interesting model. Whether that's really a model that everyone uses, I'm not sure. But he paskins like the other svar, the initial svar of the Gemara about Sofo Lahakchos. Okay, now there seems to be a third opinion. Again, in terms of the svaras, either you require both svaras, or you say Sofo Lahakchos, or you care about the other svar of only Adaita Dahachi. So that seems to be, yeah.
Three opinions, this one, that one, or both?
Exactly. Very good. So Tosfos seems to take the approach about it's taloi completely on das. If you look at the bottom, Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, he writes, Lo nite inshe adaita dekara. Nobody plants these trees with the intent of eating the hearts of palm. Says Tosfos, V'savar Gemara kevasei d'Shmuel, and the Gemara concludes like Shmuel, that we should say a shehakol. Vim kain, according to this, Osan lulave gefarim, those grape leaves, Delo nite inshe adaita dekara. No one plants and waters their grapevines to eat the grape leaves. So dehachi mevarchin and alayu shehakol niyeh bidvaro. You should therefore say shehakol. So what's the svara that he's using? Adaita dehachi. If you require both svaras of the rush, you need adaita dehachi plus sofon lahakshos. Well, sofon lahakshos is not relevant. I don't think it is. At least according to the Tosos, he doesn't throw this in. He doesn't throw in the svara of Sofon Lahakchos when it comes to Lulavei Gefanim, because he doesn't care about that svara. That svara was the initial svara. That's been rejected. It's all about the das. If the das was there, then you say the bracha. If the das wasn't there, then you would say a shehakol. So for that reason, he paskins to say shehakol on Lulavei Gefanim. And he goes on to explain, we'll just finish this Tosos, Ve'osan Shkedim, those almonds, Kishem Rachman, they're very, very soft, where you're able to be ochlen klipasan hachitano, where not only could you eat the actual almond, but you could eat the shell as well because they're so soft at that early stage of development. Velo niti lehu daite dahi lemechalu kishin rachim. And when people plant these trees, these almond trees, no one has in mind that you eat them when they're so soft. So therefore, kim lechal hagarinan shalem kishis bashlu. The intent of the almond trees were to be eaten when they were fully ripe. So therefore, mevarach alayu nami shakol. So again, he's using that same svar of das to explain why one would say shakol on a underdeveloped almond. Now, the discussion of almonds is a larger discussion. There's a Gemara in Chulin about this, and there's a Rishon about this, a different topic we're not going to get into. But what I care from this Tosfos right now is about the svar of das. Das is the reason why you say lulavei gefanim, a shakol lulavei gefanim, because nobody grows grapevines for the leaves. And that's also the reason why you say shakal on these soft almonds, underdeveloped almonds, because it's all about das. No one has das to eat them when they're so soft. Fine.
Was it just that das, if it's under, let's say undercooked, or is it that it's not the usual thing that is eaten?
It's not usually, that's not the reason why it's grown. So what we see from Tosfos right now, it's all about das. According to the Martchias, it's all about sofa lahakchos. And according to the Rush, you need both factors, sofa lahakchos plus adaiti dahachi. So how is it? So the Rush, it seems to be a kash in the Rush. The Rush, who I said, requires both factors. So what would you think the Rush would say about Dulav Gefanim when it came to grape leaves? What would he say? He would say Adama, because it's not sofa lahakchos. Yet the Rush writes, he agrees to Tosfos that you say a shahakal on grape leaves. So the answer for that is, if you look in the Miri writes in that discussion, he says, lulav gefanim are also sofa lahakchos. So again, it's an issue of Metzias, I don't know the Metzias of this. So once you assume like the Miri, that also lulav gefanim are sofa lahakchos, we could understand the Rush.
That's hard, because they get hard, sofa lahakchos.
Yeah, they get hard. I don't know the Metzias. You said you ate lulav gefanim. You've eaten these grape leaves, haven't you? So I don't know how it works. If you leave them on the tree or the vines for long enough, apparently they become very, very hard. So that's the Matthias we'll assume. That would explain why the Rush would also agree that one would say shahakol on grape leaves, because number one, the das is not to grow the grape leaves, it's to grow the grapes. And number two, apparently, as the Miri says, it's also sofen lahakshos. So either way, those are the three shittas we have. Again, das is the factor, sofen lahakshos is the factor, or you require both of the factors. Yes.
Off, you know, as the grape had matured, and you didn't take the grape leaf off early, you just took it and utilized it as a food. You know, you're taking the grapes off, and that was the way. And then you took the grape leaves off at that right time of ripeness. Would you then say hadoma?
No, the grape leaves across the board are going to be a shahakal. Always shahakal for the grape leaves.
That's how we determine now.
Yes. Okay, let's look at the Shaar Tzion now.
Even today, when they're grown for the sake of grape leaves.
So we have to see if things might change over time. We'll see some examples in just a moment. It might change. If you assume it's all about das, so then that might be a relevant factor. But if you assume it's about sofa lahakchos, so again, you have to know the metzias. I don't know the metzias. The Miri assumed
it was. It's like any other vegetable. When they're overgrown, they start getting dried out, right?
So the question is that the sofa lahakchos?
Right?
Yeah.
Even a cucumber. When they get big, they're not good anymore.
It seems to me that's not what we're talking about, because any vegetable, as you said, has that. It becomes bad, rotten.
It turns to a woody plant.
Exactly, right. So that, like a deca, like the korah. I don't know the metzias. I can't imagine that the grape leaves do turn into wood in the end of the day, but the Miri says it. What do I know about grape leaves? So we'll assume that's the case right now. Maybe it had a different type of grape leaf than we have. I'm not sure. It depends how you paskin also, whether dait and lahachi is the only relevant factor or sofen lahakchos is also the factor. So these are a number of important factors. We're going to see an example of something that might change over time in the Shaar Tzion. Shaar Tzion writes, this is in Sifkat and Mem Aleph. He writes, quoting from the Birkei Yosef, Dikayom, nowadays, lo nite lehu inche klal adaita da'alin v'tmaros. When it comes to the tzlafshi, when it comes to the caper bush, the Gemara had assumed that when people grow the caper bushes for flowers, they don't only have intention for the flowers, they also have intent for the evyonos and the kafrisin, the berries and the tamarim, all the dates and berries that grow on the tzlafshi. So that was the Gemara had said. Nowadays, he says, the kahayom, nowadays, says the Birkei Yosef, no one, lo niti in sheklal adaita de'olin v'tamaros. When I grow my caper bush in my backyard, I want it to look nice. I don't care for the berries. I'm not eating the berries. I'm not eating the leaves. I'm not eating the dates. So therefore, yesh levarach alein shahakol. So that changes over time. We mentioned in the past, there are a number of halachas that change with time. The classic example we kept on bringing, I think, was bishul akum. Bishul akum is something that changes over time, depending on the place. A kol lefi hamakom, a kol lefi hazman. So this too also, hilchos brachos changes over time. That since nowadays nobody grows them for the purpose of the berries and the dates, it knocks down to a shahakal.
So what is there a reason for that? Is that because there are so many better things and they're really not so great? And it was kind of like a...
Why das is a relevant factor?
No, I'm saying with this bush, why it changed with time. Is this like...
Could be, yeah. Could
is
be.
It like...
I've never tasted one. I've never tasted one to know. But I thought you were asking, you asked this in the Chavrusa, I may as well mention it right now. Why is das a relevant factor? Why is the das of the farmers going to define what's considered fruit, what's not considered fruit? In the end of the day, if it's something that's edible and it's a fruit and grows from the tree, that seemingly should be the factor, not why I or us as a group of farmers, why we planted it. So I'm not sure. I've wondered this for many years. There's an idea that I heard from in the name of Rav Soloveitchik once, which might play a certain factor here, which is as follows. He asked the question, why when it comes to eating bread, why is eating bread the only time we say benching? Why don't we bench when we have fruit, when we have candy, when we have meat? Why do we only bench, and why is there only a bracha mederaisa when we have bread and nothing else? That was the question. So he explained that when it comes to bread, we would think not to say bracha at all. Because when a farmer takes the seeds and he plants the seeds and it grows into wheat, he takes the wheat, he then cuts it, then he takes it and starts to sift it and grind it and sift it and separate it, and then he kneads it, and then he makes it into dough, and then he bakes it. Every step of the way, the farmer thinks he did everything. He doesn't recognize the existence and the role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu played in that making of the bread. As opposed to fruits and vegetables, which there's a little bit of my part, and I grow the seeds, and I water it, and I tend to it, but they come off the tree completely ready. So there I clearly see Hashem's, the Bria Solam, that's there and ready to be eaten. I know Hashem's there. I don't need to be reminded in that way. When it comes to the bread, where I think I did everything, it was all me, so then you would think that you would forget Hashem's existence and his role that he played in this making of the bread. Therefore, you have to be stopped and reminded that now is the time to bench and remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that ability. He made that potential in that bread, in that wheat, to make the bread. So we see that a person's focus, das, plays somewhat of a role. Again, it's not the same. I'm just trying to think of other areas where das in brachos is a very, very relevant factor of having the focus in mind. That there, a person is the one, he's creating the bread, he's making the bread. So I'm making the fruit. By me planting this tree, I'm making this fruit into something. My intention plays a certain role here. I know it's quite different. It's just a model that came to my mind of das playing a role in creating something, a fruit, a food, a bread. I know not exact, but I don't really have any other better suggestion than that.
So if the whole point, as you're saying, is the highest level of thanking the Baruch Hu is like benching. It really is, because you're really making much more of an effort to do almost three things. It would seem someone who never eats bread, but eats these large meals, you know, these kind of things without bread, should also always think that a Baruch Hu, it would almost seem like any meal you would have that would large, we would should bench for.
Right. Okay, a different topic about benching. It's a different topic. I got a topic. Let's stay on this topic for now, though.
The shita from Rav Soloveitchik, like benching, how does that translate to slav and ha'etz and das? How do we carry one over?
I mean, I think the idea is a jump. The idea is that since a person has a certain das and his das makes him have a certain focus on why the bread, when I create the bread. So that das puts me in a certain way, so the das plays a role in the fruit as well. I could define this fruit. Just like I could make the bread into something, I have the ability with the fruit, not with maisa, not with action, because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, but my das can also play a relevant factor in defining whether this is considered a fruit or not considered a fruit. Again, it's a big jump. I don't think it's a great answer, but it's somehow level that man has a certain role in creating food. With bread, it's with action. And with fruit, it's with das. That was the jump. Okay, take it or leave it. Either way, what we see from the Birkei Yosef in the Shaar Tzion is that when it comes to nowadays, that the caper bush, and no one grows the caper bush for the purpose of the fruit, therefore it would be a shahakal. So we see from here, the only relevant factor is das. According to the Birkei Yosef, das is the only relevant factor. He doesn't care about sofon lahakshos. Remember, according to the Rush, you should still say an Adama and Ha'etz on slop trees nowadays. Because in order to knock down to a Shehakol, you need both negatives. You need Sofon L'Hakchos plus the lack of Das. Slop will never be Sofon L'Hakchos. So according to the Rush, it would seem that you would always say Adama and Ha'etz on slop trees. So that seems to be, this Birkei Yosef and the Shaar Tzion would be against the Rush, I would think. Rav Moshe has this big Chiddush. You guys saw the Rav Moshe? Moshe has this big chiddush. And he says, that's not really taloi on the das of the noteya, the das of the planter, the das of the farmer. It all depends on an objective idea of when something grows on the tree, will it be mazik the tree or will it be not mazik the tree? In other words, If it's something that will not be mazik the tree, then the farmer doesn't mind. I don't mind if the caber bush happens to grow berries and dates and leaves that are all edible. That won't affect my very pretty caber bush. So that's considered bichlal das. He doesn't have to have positive das of growing it for this purpose. As long as it's not negative to his purpose. It's not going to take away from his growing of this flower tree, this flower bush. He's okay with it, berries and dates being there. That's considered bichlal das according to the Rav Moshe. And if that's the case, what would Rav Moshe say about tzaf tree bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, the berries and dates don't take away from the tzaf tree. It's not mazik.
You're talking about if you harvest the branches, will there be nothing left of the bush for the future?
No. He's saying
it will be to the detriment of the bush.
Right.
That's
exactly.
What I just said, if we...
If you leave them...
If we harvest the branches, then we don't have a tree to grow the next year.
No, that's not the point.
We discussed that. No. Is that this? Is that something else? So we made a mistake.
I'm not sure what you're saying, but what the idea is, let's say I were to grow the, I guess the tzlat. In the case of the korah, the date trees. If I were to leave these hearts of palm growing, that's going to ruin the date tree.
No. So that, if you harvest it, you're going to ruin the date tree. There's going to be no tree left.
No. We'll look at Rashi in a second. His diak is from Rashi in just a moment. But if I have a tree, and it happens to be other things that grow in it, the hearts of palm grow in it also, but those hearts of palm, by them remaining there, they are going to ruin the tree. Just take it one second.
If they were
to ruin the tree, then I don't want them being there. That's not part of my das. Or let's say, for example, many trees, an esrog tree. When I grow esrogim, there are thorns that are growing with them, and I need to tend to it all the time. If I leave the thorns there, it's going to ruin the esrogim. I don't want the thorns being there. Now, granted, the thorns aren't edible, but I have to tend to the tree and cut them off. So sometimes there's certain trees and bushes that other things grow on them, but they actually ruin the fruit. So I want to get rid of these things. So the only time I don't have das, says the Rav Moshe, is if those incidental berries will ruin my tree. But if they will not ruin my tree, I'm okay with the berries growing there. I have my caper bush growing. I want it for the flowers because they're very, very pretty flowers on this caper bush. And there are also berries, which I don't really care much about the berries, but it doesn't bother me either because they're not ruining my fruit tree. They're not ruining the caper bush. I'm okay with them being there. So I don't need to have positive das there. Again, according to the Birkei Yosef in the Shaar Tzion, you need to have full intent that I'm growing this caper bush not only for the flowers, but also for the fruit. That's part of my positive intention. And since nowadays nobody grows the caper bushes for the fruits, I don't mind the fruits there. But it certainly is not my intention to grow the fruits. But since it's not my intention, according to the Shaar Tzion and the Birkei Yosef, you don't say a bracha, you say the shakal on those fruits. But again, according to Rav Moshe, you don't have to have positive das about the fruits. You just can't have negative das. I just can't not want the fruits. As long as the fruits don't ruin my tree and my bush, I'm okay with them. I don't care for the berries. If I happen to decide to eat the berries in the caper bush, I would say ha'adama and ha'etz, depending which part it is.
Harvesting the fruits doesn't ruin the tree, right?
He's saying as long as the growing of the fruits don't ruin it, I'm okay with the fruits being there. That's considered part of my das. Even though I don't care for them, but I'm okay. I'm able to tolerate them growing because they're not ruining my bush. That's what Rav Moshe is mechadesh. And he brings a raya. No? You don't see that? Okay.
In most of the Gemara is like you had like loaded the inch of Daite did. You had in mind specifically for that.
Correct.
Unless you're saying that you had in mind specifically for that includes everything that's not bad for the...
Exactly. So look at Rashi. Look at the Diyak he brings from Rashi. I'm not sure if this is the right one in the Rav Moshe that was brought here. It might be why you guys didn't see it. But Rashi, because I don't see Rashi being quoted here. If you look at Rashi, Dibra Maschil Tzlaf Nite Inche Adaiti the Shuse. When a person grows the Tzlaf, they have in mind the Shuse, the different berries and dates that grow in this Tzlaf tree. Says Rashi, Lechol Esa Olim, to eat the leaves, Esa Tamaros, to eat the dates. She'enem Mimatin Esa Ilan Bakach. They do not take away, they do not diminish, they don't take away and ruin the tree. So you see, according to Rav Moshe,
meaning their existence, or by picking them, you don't ruin the tree.
Well, them being there.
It sounds like their very existence.
They're being there.
That they're not made from the tree. So Rav Moshe's medayik from this Rashi, as long as the fruits are not mafsid, they're not mafsid the tree, he's okay with it. That's considered part of das. even though I didn't really care for the berries, I didn't have the intention of growing them for the berries, as long as the berries are there and not ruining my caber bush, I'm okay with them there, and that's Bechal Adama, and that's Bechal Haitz. Only in a situation where they ruin the tree, which again might be the case by the heart of palm, I don't know the metzias, then if they're not ruining the tree, that's considered Bechal Das. And that's the Chiddush of Moshe. And therefore, Bizman Azeh, he paskind, and of heart to palm, one should say, not heart to palm, rather, when it comes to any of the caper berries, to say, slavchi, an adam and a eitz, against this shartzion, quoting the Birkei Yosef. The eitz is because it's slavchi, is it considered a tree, caper bush is considered a tree, whatever, we haven't defined what a tree is, and the berries, the fruit are considered fruit of a tree. So you say, ha eitz, like the Gemara said.
Yeah.
When it comes to the tamarim,
they don't ruin it by being there.
Exactly.
They're okay with it being
there. Exactly. That's what Rashi says, that he's specifically talking about the case of tzlaf. He says, she'enon mimatin esa'ilam b'kach, they don't ruin them. So since they don't ruin them, I'm okay with them being there. That's considered part of my das, and you would say na'dama and na'etz, respectively.
But if you had no intention, and I don't see Rashi, eating the fruit, and like you said, it may be so long ago they used to eat it. Now they use it as like.
According to Moshe, it has nothing to do with that. It all has to do with whether it's going to ruin the tree or not ruin the tree.
But what Rashi, if you had no intention.
Again, according to Rashi, it all depends on whether you have intention, whether or not it ruins or not. Not about your intention. Whether it ruins the tree or doesn't ruin the tree. If it ruins the tree, it's not das. If it doesn't ruin the tree, that is considered das.
What thing that we eat actually ruins the tree?
I don't know the Matthias, I really don't know. I'm not sure. Examples. Where is that Rashi?
Their Rashi does say that
apparently the hearts of palm do ruin it.
It does ruin it.
Right, so it was very good. Rashi says, no one plants the dekel for the hearts of palm. Lechol es hakorot, eat the hearts of palm. Sha'ochlo, those who eat it, mimait anfei ilan. Those who eat it are mimait the tree.
See, that's what I said at the beginning. Once you eat the stuff, you've ruined the tree and you can't grow it the next tree.
Right, so that's kind of what you're saying also. According to this Rashi, it sounds like...
That's how we discussed it.
So when you take it off, when you remove the fruit, that's going to ruin it.
That makes more sense to me. I don't know about something that ruins a tree just by growing
right.
on it.
So I hear. So maybe you have to tweak that a little bit. If by taking the fruit and harvesting the fruit will ruin the tree, so if you take the hearts of palm, it's going to weaken the branches, weaken the trunk.
It's not going to be there next year. If you eat the branches, it's not going to be a bush.
No, well, it says memayit anfei ilan. It's going
to there'll be less.
Be less. Not that won't exist. There'll be less. But it's mafsid. It ruined. It destroys the tree. Eventually, it might not be there at all. Who knows?
Right, but I'm just saying you're talking eating the source of the
very
fruits.
Good. Very good. Okay.
That's
as opposed
how
to the
case, discussed it.
Beautiful. You got it right. As opposed to the caper bush, if I were to take the fruits, it wouldn't ruin the bush. Each year it would come back more and more.
Right.
That would be okay. But if I were to take the hearts of palm, it would ruin the tree. And next year, a few years down the line, it may not exist anymore. And therefore, since it's considered a mafsid, that can never, ever be the das of the planter. So what would happen? Let's say they change. Let's say nowadays they harvest trees just for the hearts of palm. That was the only intention. Are things going to change nowadays? So that's a discussion found in many poskim. So there's a three-way machlokas, what one says in a heart to palm. Some say to say na'etz, which is not in the Gemara at all. Some say na'dama, and some say shako. So machlokas, someone told me the OU and the Star K have different opinions, ha'etz, na'dama. What I saw in the Zosa Bracha, he quotes the opinion really machlokas shako, versus Ha'adama.
That makes more sense.
And the Sefer, that's what the Gemara says, the Machlokas. Ha'etz is really creating a new Shita that doesn't exist. So how do we pass Bizman Hazeh, where nowadays many places do grow them for the purposes of hearts of palm? So he had suggested that one should say Nadama, since nowadays the Das is there. The Das is there. So it depends on many of the factors we've been addressing. He doesn't go through this whole Shakla Tarya. But number one, if you're passing like Marat Chiyas, which we really don't passing like, that's all about Sofa Lahakchos, then this wouldn't be a relevant factor about Das. He completely throws out Das. If you're passing that Das is a relevant factor, so then there's room to say that things could change over time. But according to Rav Moshe, who says it doesn't have to do with my actual Das, it has to do with whether it's Mafsid the tree or not, well, this is Mafsid the tree. So will that necessarily change over time according to Rav Moshe? I don't know.
None of us sure. Moshe was saying you're not supposed to include anything that would damage a tree, but if that's what you wanted.
Right, that might not be considered hefsed, right? Yeah. I agree. I don't know.
This is the pre.
Right.
The whole question is, since it's not the pre that grows as a fruit, but it's the actual trunk of the tree that you're eating, then you get into Shiloh, whether it's Adam or
Rai. Exactly. So that's the next step. So within Rav Moshe, there's room to say Rav Moshe, he may think it can never change Badas because it's always mafsed the tree, but you're saying no. That's not considered hefted. If I have intention of growing it for this purpose, that's my purpose. That becomes a toelas for me. It's no different when the iser of Baal Tashkis, of destroying, cutting down trees. In my intention for cutting down the trees for the wood, I want the wood, because it's a very valuable wood to build my house, that's not considered Baal Tashkis, even though it happens to be a fruit tree. That's for the toelas. That's my goal. So here too, also, seemingly, I agree to you, Ramosha would agree, this would not be considered a mafsid. This would be considered a toelas and would be okay. So now that's the case. So now that the das is there, can you now bring it up to an adama? So that depends what you were saying. Is this considered a fruit
or not? Bring it up to an adama or bring it up to an eight?
Well, eight is hard to say. But whether it could bring it up to rather adama or an eight. So it's most likely going to be an adama because now the das is there. Could you take it to the next level now to say ha eight because this is part of a fruit tree? It's fruit that grows from a fruit tree. So the Vezosa Bracha quotes from a Ber Halacha, who quotes from a Baal Halachas Gedolos. I didn't put this on the Mar Mekamos. And he says that when it comes to the sugar canes, I don't think we didn't do sugar canes yet here. When it comes to sugar canes, they grow on some type of tree. But everyone agrees you only say a Shehakol. You don't say a Ha'etz on these things. If you're eating them raw, maybe you say an Adama on them being raw, in the raw state. Why not Ha'etz?
But do you eat you're eating the sugar that's produced from it. You're not eating...
But let's say you eat an actual sugar cane, the actual the way it grows.
You can eat sugar cane.
They speak about this. The Gemara speaks about this. We'll get there.
You suck out the sugar from the cane.
Yeah.
You don't eat the...
So where they discuss, I believe, whether to say an Adama or Ha'etz, the poskim. We poskim to say an Adama if it's the actual raw state, I believe.
Yeah.
Why don't you say Ha'etz? It does seemingly qualify as a tree. Whatever definitions of trees we have, which we didn't discuss yet, it qualifies as a tree. So shouldn't you say Ha'etz on this?
They're shoots.
They are shoots. Yeah. But it does qualify as a tree. We haven't defined what a tree is. Forget your definitions of trees. Forget that. So it's a tree. So maybe you should say ha'etz. So the Ber Halacha.
I guess it's a tree. But...
Ber Halacha, we're going to get there when it comes to Daf Lamed Ches. So we got some time to go.
I thought a tree has a trunk and leaves. And I thought a sugar cane has just a trunk.
We'll get there. So anyways.
Not that I really know.
So anyway, so when you eat a raw sugar cane.
What?
Why don't you say ha'etz? So Ber Halacha says because it doesn't have the tzura of a fruit. It's not a fruit. Like you're saying, it's not a fruit. So too, a heart to palm is not a fruit. It's part of the bark and the branch. It's not a fruit. It happens to be edible. So you say Adama because it grows from the ground and the das was there. But you can't say Ha'et unless it's a pre. That's not considered a tzur of a fruit. So sugar cane is not considered a fruit.
Right.
And heart to palm is not considered a fruit. Someone asked me recently about, what about coconut water? Apparently coconut water is very, very common these days. And they grow coconut trees for the coconut water, not for the actual coconuts.
Really?
So maybe the das has changed. The dash should be there for the coconut water, and you should say ha'etz on the coconut water. Now, we don't paskin to say ha'etz on any liquids, any drinks, but he was positing that, no, since the intention, the das is for the coconut water, that's the primary das, one should say an ha'etz. And the answer would be...
Forgetting the word pre, though.
What?
Forgetting the word pre.
Ah, so that's the answer. The answer is that the coconut water is not a fruit. It's not a tsur of a fruit. You have to have a fruit to get the discussion off the ground. It first has to be a fruit.
Right.
If it's not a fruit, then you can... Well, so the difference between the apple juice and orange juice is because that you squeezed out. That wasn't... There's a whole different story. But there's a chazanish which says you do say ha'etz on these things because the das was to grow the oranges, to make the orange juice. There is such a das out there. We don't pass it that way. But have that in mind. We'll get to that in a few months from now.
No, but it's not coconut. If you open the coconut, you take the coconut and the water...
Yes.
So the
Rush talks about this.
Right.
The Rush wants to know, how can you say a bori pri guffin on wine and grape juice? It's not a pre. I think it's the Rush right here in the beginning, actually, of Ketz Mevarchim. Let's see, since we asked the question, and we do have a few minutes left.
Grape
juice.
What you say on all of the juices, you're making a shahako because it's not, by definition, a fruit. Then how do we use the word pre in the bracha on guffin?
Because it's changed. Because it should change like all other juices, the shahakol.
You make a bori pri ha'etz on the grape,
yes.
But that is a fruit.
In the app for the foods, the broccoli and foods, they call house of palm or dama.
Ah, exactly. I think I had most paskim. Now, for your question, we'll get to this since we have 10 minutes, in terms of why you say a pre, bori pri ha'guffin, on wine and grape juice. So this is what the Rush says. The Rush says in the halfway down Simon Gimel, if anyone wants to look inside, he asks, he quotes from the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, who was the author of the Sefer Yireim. Sefer Yireim was a sefer on mitzvos, the Tariq mitzvos, although there are 613 mitzvos. He doesn't quote all 613, he has around 400 of them or so. I don't know why he left out a bunch of them. But either way, he wrote the Sefer Yireim. He asks, Heyach anu mevarchin al hayayin bori pir gofen ha lo mikrei pri. So you're mechavin to the Yireim. It's not called the fruit, so how can you say bori pir gofen? Linen bikurim, it's not called the fruit. Because the Gemara says when it comes to Bikurim, the halacha is Bikurim. I know we're going off topic, but you asked the question and we have time. So when it comes to Bikurim, the first fruits of the season of the Shivas Haminim only, not any fruit, but only the Shivas Haminim, the first fruit of that next season, you bring as a matana, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's called Bikurim. So the Gemara in Chulin says that Priyata Mevi, you have to bring it in the state of being a fruit, grapes, Viata Mevi Mashke, you can't bring it as a liquid. Havi anavim v'darchan minayin. How do I know? Let's say I squash and squeeze the fruit and I make it into a liquid, into grape juice. How do I know I could bring that as well? Tamalomer mevi tavi tavi rather. You should bring it tavi. So Alma, we see from here ilav yisur the cry. Had there not been an extra pasuk to include wine, I couldn't bring wine as my bikurim because it's not called pri. The cry havim mameitan yain mi pri. Yain is not called the fruit. The pasuk says you have to bring fruit for bikurim. That's grapes. I can't bring wine. There's a special pasuk to include wine. But had we not had that pasuk, wine is not called a pri. So again, how could you say bori pir gofen, asks the Rush. V'asam nami lo marbi ela hevi anavim v'darchan. That's only if you bring group grapes that have been squeezed. Ava yayin gum, a real wine that's been fermented, lo, it's not included. You can only bring grape juice, but you can't bring wine. Alma lo mikre pri. Rebishua nami pater. Just jump one more line. So what's the answer? Why do we say bori pir gofen on grape juice? Yesh lomar, mishum di alfinan me arla. We have a special gzerisa kasav from arla. The first 3 years of any fruit tree, I can't eat the first 3 years. That's called arla. So from arla, shenikar yain peri. We have in the context of arla, in that world, we actually refer to wine as a fruit. Ditznan mesechas trumos, umaisli beperek orva rotev. Ein sofkin es arbaim mishum arla ela hayotim hanavim minazesim. So the only time you get malchus for arla is if you eat the grape juice or the olive oil. V'hasam yalf pri-pri. So it goes into somewhat of a complicated drasha. Not too complicated, but based on a drasha that apparently when it comes to arla, we do refer to wine as pri, it therefore is called a pri. That's his first answer. I think he's the second answer here also. That's his first answer.
Because in arla. Even though you just went the other way, where you said wine is not even accepted, and only grape juice is in the case of Bikurim.
Right.
You just gave us another reason why not to say it.
Now he says, when it comes to Arla, wine is called pri. So just like with regards to Arla, it is called pri, so too we could call it pri with the terms of the bracha. That's not actually a pri, so why is it called a pri? He doesn't go on to explain why it's called a pri, but Lachora, since that's the whole intention of why we have grapes and why we grow grapes and why the Torah gave us grapes and Hashem gave us grapes, it's for the purposes of wine. So that was the real goal. Even though it wasn't actually a tzur of a pri, that might be unique. Olive oil and wine is unique that when it comes to all of the items, we refer to them as the actual raw items. As opposed to olive oil and wine, the psukim many times refer to it as the product, the produce of them, what results of them, derivatives of the wine versus the olive oil. So that's the pre when it comes to them. Only those two in particular. Everything else, the pre is defined by the actual tzura of a fruit, we would call it.
I just want to make sure you understand.
Yeah.
Orla, the iser is only, the digital rice is only if it's a pre.
Only if a pre. Well, we're
so
going to...
about a product?
Very good. We're going to discuss this in a couple of days. It actually comes up here. What about the peels even? Forget product. There's a peel. Is a peel included in Arla? Or is the seed or the pits included in Arla? That's a discussion. So you're going to now take it to a next level. What about derivatives?
I'm trying to figure out what the yayin is.
Right. So I believe Arla applies even to the derivatives as well.
So then we don't need the special inclusive thing to call it a pre.
Right, but the fact that we include yayin in the world of Arla and it's calling it yayin, apparently it directly calls yayin a pre in the Torah. Right. Refers to it as a pre, even though it's wine. We could also use that model for the bracha, bori pre hagafen, even though it's actually a liquid.
Didn't you just bring up the first thing about the Bikurim? That's a further proof that yayin.